Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to The Fan. Lori Rubenson here with you. And if you weren't paying attention, there was a fan who rented a plane and flew it over MetLife Stadium on Sunday to send a message to Giants owner John Mara. The message: Mr. Mara, enough. We won't stop until you fire everyone. This, of course, not just a continuation from last week's airplane message to John Mara, but a continuation of a heritage message and technique, the airplane, from 1978, a message sent to John Mara's father, Wellington Mara, the sign saying, flying over the stadium to say, 15 years of lousy football, we've had enough. And it had an impact in 1978. And the question is, will it have an impact? Is it having an impact on current Giants owner John Mara now? To understand the motivation and the person who rented the plane and what's going on there, one of the reporters on the Giants beat decided to do some sleuthing and uncovered it. And so to talk about it, we bring in Ryan Novosinski from NJ.com, from the Star Ledger, who did a little investigative reporting. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hi there, Lori. Yes, it was definitely one of those investigative reporting kind of days, and, you know, which is a time better spent than watching the Giants today.
So, yeah, first of all, what made you think, you know, decide to, I guess any of the beat writers and anybody could have done it, what made you decide to try and uncover and find out who this fan was and what their motivation was?
Well, because last week we already lived this, right? Because there was the other banner that said, Mr. Mara, please fix this dumpster fire. Mm-hmm. And then we tried and tried and tried last week to try to find the guy, and we couldn't do it, to no avail. And then this week, I really tried and tried and tried, and then once we finally were able to get it done, it was just a great feeling, right? Because you get to hear not only the, you know, you obviously see the fans' message with that, you know, in the limited space that they have on the banner, but then you get to hear what motivated that message, right? And, you know, the scene setting as to, you know, it was the Joe Shane bye week press conference and hearing all the excuses, for lack of a better term, that Shane spewed out during that press conference, like the, you know, oh, this is the youngest defense in the league. This is the, you know, we're 1-5 in close games. We're, you know, we think we're right about to get over the hump. These things are just not resonating with Giants fans as much as management thinks they are. And the fans are reading through it, and, you know, so much so that they're not taking action.
So one of the things that jumped out to me from the story you wrote on NJ.com, on the Ledger today, was that in interviewing this guy, was that, you know, he described his current mindset about the Giants as apathetic, not even anger, but that it's apathy. And what did that say to you?
Well, and I think this is the ultimate kind of juxtaposition of the story, right? Our friend, who again, we'll keep him anonymous, right? But we'll call him the fan or the plane guy, right?
I'm calling him, airplane guy.
Airplane guy. Okay, airplane guy. He says that he's apathetic, but also, you know, you spend $1,500 on a plane to go above the MetLife Stadium, and I don't know how much apathy is there. But I think when he talks about apathetic, he's more talking about apathetic towards the result, right? Like, you know, you see your team lose on Sunday, and you, that should ruin, you know, your whole week, or at least the early part of it before the hope sets in for, you know, the next week. That's not happening with Giants fans anymore. Giants fans are now at the point where they're not only not caring about the results, they're rooting for losses. And I think sometimes, or with this season specifically, because of the so-called a weak draft class that's coming up. I don't think many Giants fans, you know, yeah, there's some excitement towards Shador Sanders and Cam Ward, and that's fine. But I don't think they're as excited as they would be if this were
last season, right? Drake May or Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams. It was a noteworthy quarterback class where there were three very obvious players at the top of that draft and then a bunch of others that were potentials. It was, you know, deemed a very strong quarterback class. This one is not. And so one or two of these guys may absolutely end up being very good NFL starting quarterbacks, but it feels more like a crapshoot to guess who that might be.
Exactly. And I think that's where the apathy sets in, where it's just like, okay, at this point, I don't really care. Like, I mean, a quote that I can't remember if my editor took it out or not, but he said, you know, I watched the Giants, I watched them lose, I watched them get embarrassed on national TV or whatever, and I just go about my Sunday. That should make John Mara's skin crawl. And I know that it is, especially in this 100th season, the centennial season for this Giants that, you know, they've so proudly displayed, you know, all season.
That's a great point. Talking to Ryan Novosinski from NJ.com about Airplane Guy, the guy who rented a plane to send a message to Giants owner John Mara. And I did want to get into that. Like, how much do we think that the hiring of a plane to send a message bothers John Mara? And because I've seen that debated also on social media, like, oh, you know, is that really within this era of social media, as well as, you know, emails and all the messages that John Mara gets, how much does a plane matter? And my belief is that for another franchise, maybe it wouldn't be as humiliating or bothersome. But the fact that this has a heritage and history dating back to 1978 and the low point of his, you know, beloved late father's tenure as owner of the Giants, that I just have to believe that this does actually particularly bother John Mara.
You're absolutely right. If this were the Jaguars or, you know, another kind of crapshoot team that nobody really, you know, cared about, for lack of a better term, but then this is one of those things that you don't really see. But for this to be the New York Football Giants in their centennial season, for John Mara to have, you know, the Wellington Mara documentary come out this year that, you know, He and for him to make the proclamation at the airing of that documentary, the premiere of that documentary, that hey, Shane and Daboll are safe during the season, and we don't anticipate making changes in the off season. Mara is furious, and things like this, you know, that it makes his team that, you know, his father and his family and grandfather built. It is humiliating him. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he comes down after the game and into the tunnels and reporters request to talk to him, and, you know, he'll politely decline. And sometimes his face is beet red because you can just see how angry he is. Look, this is definitely a stain. This season has been a stain on the Giants franchise. It's going to go down as one of the worst in history. And I think what's even worse than the record is the national embarrassment, the nationally embarrassing stories that have happened all year.
Yeah. And so then final question. As you said, John Mara made that proclamation that Shane and Daboll were safe for the season, meaning he's not going to make a move. We see the Jets, for instance, starting their general manager interviews, getting a jump on that. The Giants are not. They're not going to make a move right now in season. And he did say that he was not anticipating, but that always gives you that wiggle room. And with the way the season goes, we know John Mara is a loyal guy. We know he doesn't want to make a change. We know that he, you know, wants to try and keep continuity. With where things stand right now, and if this team, as it looks like, may end up going 0-9 at home, winless at home in front of the paying customers, and that last game against Indianapolis, there may be an awful lot of no-shows for his last home game of the season. If that's the case, Do you actually think Shane and Dable are safe, or do you right now, if I asked you to, you know, be a betting man or take a guess, do you think Joe Shane and Brian Dable are coming back?
Here's my guess. Absolutely, I do not. At this point, again, like you said, the 0-9 home record, the losing streak, the, you know, terribly historic losing streak, the and even the point spreads. Now, you talk about betting bad. I mean, the point spreads right now are getting historically bad. Not that, you know, John Mara's looking at that.
No, look, you're right. I think, wasn't the spread, I think it was something like 14 and a half or something today.
Oh, 16 and a half.
16 and a half, you know, yeah, today. So, you know, it's getting, right. And the fact that the Ravens actually beat the spread.
Exactly. And I easily and pretty comfortably too. I look at, and I didn't find this, another Twitter user found this, so I can't take credit for it, but since Joe Shane said that the team is not far off, I mean, the Giants are 0-4. They've been outscored 106-52. That's Twitter user WBG84. thank you. Shout out for that. That is terrible. And I think that, you know, Mara probably anticipated, yeah, that things probably wouldn't improve after he gave that vote of confidence, but he didn't think they would get as terrible as they have been. I mean, think about what's happened since then. You had, you know, the Daniel Jones thing happened since then. You've had, you know, all these botched, you know, stories that the Giants could have handled well that have turned into, again, national embarrassments. I'll keep using that phrase. This is not going to end well, and I think this is going to end in the Giants having to look for a new GM and a new coach this offseason.
All right. Well, Ryan, appreciate the sleuthing and hearing from Airplane Man. And, oh, the last thing, sorry, is it did say also in your story, it sounds like he will be flying a plane over, or he or someone, but sounds like he's planning to fly a plane over MetLife Stadium before the last Giants home game. But did you also, in your reporting, did it also say something about flying a game flying it over the game against the Eagles?
Yes, it did at first, but Airplane Guy has since reached out, and I've updated my story to reflect that.
Okay.
Airplane Guy is canceling off flights. Airplane Guy is has taken down and refunded the money on the GoFundMe. But, you know, I think that, you know, he would even say this. He told me this, that he would not be surprised if there are copycats that try to do the same thing. Because, as I mentioned, $1,500 for an airplane, that's cheaper than I thought. I think the airspace is going to be very crowded at MetLife Stadium the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, air traffic control is going to need to hire somebody to coordinate the airplanes flying over MetLife Stadium.
And the drones.
Oh, that's right. It's New Jersey. So certainly we could have some drone action. Maybe the drones would help the situation.
Yeah, they might.
Yeah, can't be worse. All right, Ryan Novosinski, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Thank you, Lori. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right. 1:33, we've got Jeffrey and John wanting to hop on. Quick break. Right back with your calls.